Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. God bless you. Good evening. You know, this is Reverend Aaron Williams. This is DTW Ministries. You know, you're on live broadcast on Facebook, and those who are on Blog Talk by way of PKN, Purpose Kingdom Network, 319-527-6091 is the number to dial. For those who don't use social media, make sure you tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell someone to tune in to DTW Ministries. We're going to go to the throne. I'm going to ask Pastor Toy that she open us up in prayer, and then we'll come back, you know, with the word that the Lord gave for us today.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, we come before you just blessing and praising your holy name. Father, we come magnifying and glorifying you this evening. We come, Father, first and foremost as bad children before a good parent, asking forgiveness of any sins we may have committed through thought, deed, or action, knowingly or unknowingly, Father God. Sins of omission as well as commission, Father God, we ask that you cast them in the yonder sea of forgetfulness. We ask, Father God, that you will release this evening a refreshing anointing of your Holy Spirit, Father God, that you fall fresh upon the man of God as he brings forth the word this evening, Father, that as you saturate him, you saturate these airwaves in the name of Jesus, releasing that which your people are looking for this evening, deliverance, Father God, releasing of healing, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will bring about peace in the name of Jesus, joy in the name of Jesus. But most importantly, as we always ask, Father, that you will use the man of God by your Holy Spirit to draw some lost soul to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and some backslidden soul back into right relationship. It is in the mighty name of Jesus that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you. Thank you so much, Pastor. You know, so praise the Lord, saints. I hope you be encouraged. You know, I have for the past few months been, I mean, super excited about just how God is continuing to move. What I find out I don't like the struggle. I don't like the fight. I don't like the constant bombardment. I don't like the discouragement. I don't like the attacks. And who does? You know, who likes to go through? You know, no one wants to go through, but we do find that when it comes time for God to be seen, God is ever present. God is right there. God shows up. God favors us. So we thank God for the trouble that we go through because it's working a far more exceeding, hallelujah, greatness of his power in us. So we're excited about those things, but if I don't like how it has to come. What, you know, I know our pastor already said that we are not promised to go through this life on flowery beds of ease, as the words say, you know, but we're going through these things with trials and tribulations. We're going through tests. We're going through struggles, but we, guess what? We're going through victory after victory. We're going higher and higher because every round goes, hallelujah, every round goes higher. So we're going higher. We're moving into more things of God. We're getting rooted deeper. And I'm already at my first challenge. It is our first challenge. As you get rooted deeper, getting rooted deeper is in foundational teaching. Getting rooted deeper is in studying the word of God. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That you got to listen to that word, because if it's a right way, there's also a wrong way. But we want to rightly discern, rightly divide the word of truth, that we may walk in truth. So, and listen, Christ is truth. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So we're encouraged of the things of God, but we want to fortify you as a child of God, to encourage you to get built up in the things of God. But listen, you can't be built up without working out. As same as it is in the natural, the same it is in the spiritual. If you want to be built up in the physical, you have to work out your physical body. If you want to be built up in the spiritual, you have to work out your spirit man. and you work out your spirit man by exercising the things of God, prayer, worship, fasting, reading scripture, studying, doing the work of an evangelist, evangelizing, sharing your faith. These are the things that build up your spiritual man, even as it says in Jude, beloved, you know, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. We're excited because we believe that God has equipped us to do the things that we do. We're not talking about talent. We're talking about ability that God gives, that God enables us, not to minister, not to preach, not to sing, but to do the things that God equips us to do, and that is to live the life that he challenges you, that he gives you. Listen, we've already received the end of our faith, the salvation of our souls. We already have a token of the expectation of the life to come. We already have been given the Holy Spirit as a promise, as a token, as a certificate, so to speak. And what God has done is he just saved us, but he gave us of his spirit to give us a foretaste, just to give us a taste of what heaven will be like. Just give us a taste. We have his spirit that we may just have a taste of what he is, of what his presence is. That's why David said, oh, taste and see. My God, I can see why David was, look, God, whatever you do, don't take your spirit. Take the kingdom. Take what you want. Take the riches. Do what you want. Take all these wives. Do, God, do what you want, but don't take your spirit from me. Because David knew if it had not been for the spirit of the Lord, he wouldn't have won against the lion. If it had not been for the spirit of the Lord, he wouldn't have slew the bear. If it had not been for the spirit of the Lord, he wouldn't have slew Goliath. But because God was with him, he said, the same that I did, hallelujah, to the bear, the same that I did to the lion, I'm doing it to you today, Goliath, and I'm taking your head. Hallelujah. What giant are you challenging to take the head off in your life today? My God, hallelujah. I want to let you know it's according to, I wrote these scriptures down because when I read it, it jumped off the page on me. It said according to, all of the things according to. And we got an excerpt from a minister that had said and taught about according to from before. According to, because it's not out of. He says that, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. According to is not out of, because if I'm a billionaire, if I'm rich, if I'm wealthy, and I have a lot of money, and I give you a dollar, I've given you something out of. But if I give it according to, my God, if I give it according to how wealthy I am, if I give it to according to how strong I am, if I give it, see, but my riches, my wealth, my substance exhaustible, but we serve an inexhaustible God, and he gave us of himself according to, my God, hallelujah, that preached by itself. I can just say that a couple more times, shout and go ahead home. But he gave us of himself according to, listen what it says in Ephesians 4:7, but unto every one of us, see, that's where I got to stop. But unto every, let me read where it says up to that. Ephesians 4, let me read the whole chapter from down from verse 1. It says, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you're called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, listen, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring, you have to work at this thing. Endeavoring, listen, to keep the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace. Don't just try to keep it and keep corruption. Don't just try to keep it and keep conflict. Don't just try to keep it and stay together when you have all these other things going on, working in your heart, working amongst you, but endeavor to do it with the bond of peace and through love. My God. There is one body, one spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto everywhere, I like these words in Ephesians. It's not a favoritism thing. It's not just some elect. It's not just some group. It's to everyone. It's to whosoever, who God has called to himself. Listen, he called us to himself. We can't even come unless God first draws. Listen, if you're being drawn, if you're coming, if you're in, it's because God drew you. It's because you were in him. You were found in him even before the foundation of the world. That's why the predestination is because of the choice that God found in us. When he sent the call to come, my God, our hearts said yes. What a glorious choice of free will. Our choice, our free will, as we free moral agents say yes to God in eternity past. My God, that he quickened us in him and has given us of his spirit, and deposited a token of heaven in us. For, my God, that's some exciting stuff. My God, hallelujah, for eternity future, to keep us. My God, it's a song they used to sing all the way from earth to heaven. Let Jesus keep you. Let Jesus lead you. My God, he's a mighty good leader. It says, but unto every one of us is given grace. My, there he is right there. Hallelujah. According to the measure of the gift of Christ. I got to stop there. Right there, my heart, that's where God has me right there. Every one of us, the preacher, the pastor, the teacher, the evangelist, the missionary, the Bible study person, the person that's deep into the word, the person that's the lay person, the person in the pew, the person in the back of the church, the person in the front of the church, the usher, the security, whoever, to all. Listen, but to every one of us is given grace. Not just unmerited favor, not just God smiling on us, not just mercy that he's given us, but he's given us his enablement to do what he's purposed in us. Hallelujah. What you've been purposed to do by God, God has given you the grace for it. If it's to write books, if it's to write poetry, if it's to write songs, if it's to write a sonnet, if it's to write an invention, if it's to write whatever you write, if it's to sing, if it's to play an instrument, if it's to narrate, if it's to orate, if it's to be an operator, if it's to be a surgeon, whatever it is, God has given you grace. God has given you grace. God has given you me. He's given us grace. Yeah, and I see Reverend Mac, and I got to say it, Reverend Mac, I turned my phone notifications off and my do not disturb, so if anyone calls in, it won't ring on my phone. I won't know it. So, Toy, please look out for that and send me a text because I won't get it if I have a caller. You know, but as we look at what God has already done, this is what maturity says it means in the dictionary. All Christians together as the church, ultimately attaining a state of oneness of the contents of faith, of acceptance, and of the possessions of complete, correct, and full understanding of Christ, and being so completely filled with his essence. Now, you know, that's something, because that's a point where we all have to get to. I'm going to read down, because down at verse 13, it says, till we all come. My God, we're fighting, we're praying, we're interceding till we all come. This is not just a body with a lopsided arm wrestling arm. You know that commercial that shows it's an arm wrestling town and everybody, even the dog, walks around the town with one strong arm and all the rest of their body is puny and seems decrepit and feeble with that one arm that they use. My God, listen, God has called us all. And he's given us all grace. Listen, according to, not out of, oh my God, according to the measure of the gift of Christ. The gift of Christ in you is the hope of glory. Christ in you is the daydream of heaven. Christ in you It's what God wants to see fulfilled in the earth, Christ being fully formed in each of us. And we do that by exercising our spiritual man, by doing our calisthenics spiritually on our knees, turning down our plate, getting into our word, because this is a spiritual battle. This is not a natural battle. We can't move or continue to move off of the will, the activities, and the ability of our flesh, of our gifts and our talents that God given. God wants us to use our gifts that he gave by surrendering the gift to him and allowing him to use the gift through you, that we'll be a conduit, not just of the gift, but of the presence and the move of God. And guess what he's done? He's given us grace to do it. He's given us the ability to do it. He's given us the unmerited favor to do it. He's given us the ability in our talent, in our strength, in our willingness, in our submission, in our humility to do what he purposed in you. But are we willing to swallow pride? Are we willing to turn down our plate? Are we willing to let God get the glory and not ourselves? Are we willing to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, that, listen, he may exalt us in due time? In due time, God will do what he wants to do, moving us forward in him. My God, because in him we live, move, and have our being. We do all this in him. Ah, yes, God. We're overcomers because we're in him. I'm getting myself happy right here because we're in him. He's purposed it in himself, purposed us in himself before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. My God, it's according to what God has already done. It's according to what he's already given. It's according to his enablement. It's according to what he's given us out of himself in us, my God. Hallelujah. That fits right there again. The hope of glory. What's the hope? That Christ would be fully formed, my God. What a tender moment right there. God, I pray that in the name of Jesus, that those that are listening, that those that will hear and see and view this video, that will go through the archives and hear this broadcast by Blog Talk, God, that you would saturate their heart with a yearning that you would be fully formed in them, that Christ would be fully formed in them, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Listen to this definition, biblical definition of a favor from God that is not earned. We receive this favor through salvation from God and other blessings from him. God's grace is not dependent on our acts, but solely on the fact that he desires to give it to us. Listen, we know the scripture. Fear not, little flock, for it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Delphin, what's going on? God bless you, sir. Delphin Apati, my poor. It's his good pleasure to give you the kingdom. God wants to give it to us, but it's sought through our surrender to his will. Listen, this is one of the hardest things for a man's will to do, and that's to totally surrender. But you yearn it, and you learn it through prayer. You earn it, you yearn it, because you can't earn it. You yearn it through your surrender. You yearn it through the avenues of pursuit that he creates for you. What's the avenue of pursuit, Aaron? When things happen in your life that turn your face to God. When things happen that turn your mind to God. Listen, sometimes they turn your mind away from God. But you have to realize that this is just an avenue of pursuit. You just have to remember that this is an avenue toward God, that this is the way that God is paving. He might be paving it through pain today. He might be paving it through joy tomorrow. He might be paving it through loss the next day. But it's an avenue of pursuit to him. that whatever state I find myself in, it's a lane for me to travel into his presence. I was leading praise and worship, not to the other day, Sunday. I was leading praise and worship, and I had all these songs in my head, all these songs going over my head. And I know I can't sing them all at the same time, but all I could think of was just say hallelujah. Just to bless the Lord, just to praise the Lord. Yeah, I couldn't think of a song that was higher than hallelujah. I couldn't. All the songs, all the memories of songs, all the songs I got written in my song book over here, all the songs in my head, all the songs that I sang, all I could say was hallelujah. And the musician, Brother Jimmy, started playing Hallelujah, Salvation, and Glory. It was so timely. And it just, for me, it don't take a lot for me to get in. It don't take a lot for me to get there. You know, sometimes it's one chord, boom, I'm in. But as we move into the things of God, listen, he's given us the ability. He's given you the talent. He's given you the things that you have and the things that you need to do. Stop. You have to stop burying the one talent because you look at someone that has three, someone that has five. You stop looking at what other people do and cultivate the talent that God gave you. You might not be able to sing, but can you write? You might not be able to write songs, but can you write poetry? You might can't think of a melody, but do you have a book in you? Do you have an invention in your mind? Do you have a business in your heart? Whatever it is, you have to go after that thing and stop waiting for the Red Sea to move. Stop waiting for the waters to be troubled and get in. Get in, hallelujah, because Christ is the troubler of the water. Christ told the lame man, the man that was impotent, will you be made whole? He didn't wait. The angel had already came and stirred up. The man began to make excuses and said, hey, when the water stirred, I don't have nobody. I don't have nobody to move me. I don't have nobody to help me. He began to make excuses, but that wasn't the question. Christ didn't say, why are you not getting in the water? He said, will you be made whole? Well, I want to ask you that. Will you be made whole? Do you want what you see in God? Do you want what God envisions and that you envision when you pray? When you see the things of God and you have that desire to go forward, will you be made whole? Do you want to come wholeheartedly? Do you want to come to him with your whole heart? Do you want to come and give him your all? You got to begin to talk to him. God, in me, there seems to be trouble. In me, there seems to be conflict. I hear your call. I see your will. I see your desire for my life, but my mind won't act right. My heart won't act right. God, help me. God, fix me. Talk to God. Talk to him. He's your father. He won't turn you away. He says, you that comes to me, I will in no wise cast out. But we want to come to God with our best foot forward, knowing he knows our hearts. He knows our down settings and our uprisings. We can't play the facade with God. We can't play the mask and charades with God because God knows us. He knows our thoughts are far off. So we have to be upright with him. But we have to do it as we mirror ourselves through the word. In 2 Corinthians 3:18, it says, but we all, I like it. It's been, all these scriptures been including it. No one left out. But we all, as looking in a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory. As we get in the word and we recognize Christ in the word, as we see the glory of God revealed through Christ in the word begins to do surgery in our hearts, surgery in our mind, begin to renew our mind where we're changed into the same image. Listen, from glory to glory, from round to round, from rank to rank, from strength to strength. The scripture says, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Because the way the Lord is, there is liberty. Now, the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. He's given us liberty to do his will. Someone asked me on Friday at work, he said, what you doing this weekend? He was saying all the things he was going to do. I looked, I said, I ain't go down and be in the men's fellowship on Saturday. He'll probably go out and eat and then go to church on Sunday. He said, you ain't going to do this? You ain't going to do that? I said, no, I'm not going to do any of that. I said, I don't drink. I mean, you don't do that. I said, listen, I can do what I want. I said, I don't choose to do that because I don't want to do that. There ain't no fun in none of that stuff. You need to come to church with me. And the thing is, pray for this man. Pray for this man, this young man at my job. He grew up in church. He grew up in church. His mom and grandmom were Christians. He grew up in church, and he's rebelling, but he coming. He's fighting tooth and nail, but he coming. We're going to keep him in prayer. Hallelujah. As we move into the things, God, I'm going to continue to read Ephesians, but as we move and recognize, listen, God has put of his spirit in you, not out of. Remember the illustration that we gave, not out of his riches, not out of his wealth, not out of, but according to. We know the cattle on a thousand hills belong to God. We know that we're heirs and joint heirs. We're heirs of God, joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We understand that. But do we understand that he's given us grace? He's given us enablement. He's given us favor. He's given us unmerited favor. He's given us gifts. He's given us everything we need according to, my God, I'm going to keep saying that. That's the whole topic. I might bring part two of this out on the 5th of April when we come back. But it's according to. If you can think of who knows the depth of both the riches, of both the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. How unsearchable the vastness of God. And he's given that to us according to how vast he is, according to how much power he has. Now, let's read Ephesians 2 real quick. Hallelujah. I just want to read Ephesians 1. Oh, I got to read this. This is Ephesians 1. Verse 18, and I'm going to read until I get happy. It says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Listen, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And what is the exceeding greatness? These words is unbelievable in Ephesians. Exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, listen, here it is again, according to, my God, to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead. My God, according to that power, according to what we saw him do through Christ. He's given us grace according to that, my God. And Christ said, and greater works will you do. Whew, I can't wait. I can't wait to see what God has in store for us when we all come. Let me read this rest of Ephesians 4, because I done got myself happy right there. Whew, my God, I think I'm going to read that one more time. Chapter 1, verse 18, 19, and 20. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. That's a mouthful right there. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe according to... My God, this is really, these two words is messing me up tonight. According to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead. I'm going to read. And set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And have put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. God has given us of his spirit that we may be partakers of the glory, not the glory, partakers of the manifestation of his power that he showed in Christ. My God, where we're looking, you're looking for victory, it's in Christ. You say, and I've been in church all my life, and I've been in and out, and God knows my heart. I don't like saying that, you know, on the air because I get in trouble. You know, people think I'm talking about them and all kind of crazy stuff. I get all kind of messages. You know, when you have discernment, God, listen, the gifts of God are appropriated by faith. I'm going to say this. The gifts of God that God gives are appropriated by faith, but faith works by love. If the gifts that you have aren't motivated through love, it might be a gift, but is it a gift from God? And let me say this. We have to strive to make sure our faith is increased because our love increases. That's a better way to put it. That our faith increased because a lot of us move in faith, but we're still brittle. A lot of us still move in faith, but we're still contentious, we're still cantankerous, we're still abrasive because we have not allowed our love to grow, to push our faith. We allow the uses of our faith, the uses of our gift to increase our faith. And that borders on pride often because we begin to recognize it's us that are doing the work. And that's not even good theology because we know we have no power of our own, but we begin to now motivate and cultivate more on what we do and how we do instead of who we are and whose we are. Does that make sense? So praise the Lord. Let me get back to Ephesians, the fourth chapter, my God. But every one of us has been given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. The gift of Christ, my God. I cannot get over how Christ has gifted us. But listen, to whom much is given, much is required. God is requiring of you. Some of you are hiding. You know you're talented. You know you're talented sometimes even more than those that you see that are in front of you. But you're afraid. You're afraid you're going to fail, God. You're afraid that you're up and down, and you know, God's going to get you. You're going to get in trouble. Here's my second challenge. Listen, it's 8:30, and I've only given you two challenges. I'm slow today. I haven't given you enough challenges yet. This is my challenge to you. Begin to move forward in those things that God has gifted you with, that he has graced you with, those talents, those abilities, those gifts. Those things that might seem mundane. Listen, I'm going to read this, and I want to emphasize something in the scripture in Ephesians 4. And I'm going to read down verse 8, and I'm going to read until I get to the point where I want to stop. Wherefore he saith, verse 8, this is Ephesians 4, starting at verse 8. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive. Here we go again, giving gifts to men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heaven, that he might fill all things. Listen, and he gave some. I want that word to sink for you for a minute. And he gave some. Some means not all. He gave some. Not everybody is an apostle. And he gave some. Not everybody is a prophet. And he gave some. Not everybody is an evangelist. And he gave some pastors and teachers. Listen, for the perfecting of the saints. This fivefold ministry in the church is to perfect us. But not every gift is in the church. You didn't know that. You thought it was only, that's why we lose a lot of people because they don't see where they fit. They don't see where they fit in church, and their gift is in the marketplace. Their gift is in the theater. Their gift is somewhere else. Wherever God has gifted you, you have to flourish in that gift. And he's given you the gift. And a lot of us leave church because we think the church doesn't support that gift. But the church supports that gift. But it's up to this. We have a men's fellowship. And listen, everywhere I go, we're going to have a men's fellowship because God just put it in me like that. It's not my job to come in, look around. It's not to come in, look around, and say, oh, they don't have a men's fellowship, and I can't say it. They ain't got no men's fellowship. No. It's to come in. If they got a men's fellowship, get involved. If they don't, pastor, can we start a men's fellowship? I'll do it because God has put it in us to do. Listen. It's God that works in you. It's God that works in us, both to will and to do. Do you know he doesn't just give us the want to? He doesn't just give us the will to. He gives us, this is crazy, he gives us the do. He gives us the do to. My God, he gives us the do because we're not justified. Remember, faith without works is dead. So we can have faith and get excited and shout and go home and stay home, sit in the back of the church and do nothing. But God called our faith to come to action. You say, well, I pray. Okay. That's my challenge. Because I want to see, I said it to the congregation on Sunday, I want to see the glory cloud in the building. God, you got to help me get there. I'm saying it now, and I feel a prayer to say it in my heart because I want to see. I've seen it before when we was on Broad Street. I want to see it again. I want to see the glory cloud, God. I want a tangible presence. Pastor Brown says that your anointing, that it will be undeniable, irresistible, and unavoidable. We want to see the glory of God move in our midst. Some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying, the building up of the body of Christ. Why does he give us talent? That we may be edified. Why does he give us gifts? That we may be built up. Why does he give us grace? That we may perfect each other in ministry, through ministry, in the church, that Christ may be fully formed in each of us. Listen, I remember a church, it didn't matter who was there. Ushers could pray you through. It didn't matter who was there. You didn't have to go down to the front. The person at the door could cast out a demon. And I want to see that. I want to see it again. Where you are, still full with the fullness of God. I'm just an usher. No, you're just an usher, but you're filled with the fullness of God. I'm just a doorkeeper. I'm just security. No, you're not just a security. You're playing a role in the position that you're called, but you're full with the fullness of God. That wherever God may have to move. That's why it tells us before we move into Ephesians, 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter, it says, and yet I show you a more excellent way. We can move in administration. We can move in gifts. We can have all of the talent to get people around and to join people together to work the church, to work the body, to do those things that administratively that put buildings and corporations together, whether we're secular or whether we're in the church that work. But he said, even with all of that, I show you something better. Why is love better? Because though I speak with the tongue of men and angels and have not this, I have not charity. I don't have love. I'm a sounding brass and a tingling. Why? Because even if I work in these gifts, I will only work in according to my ability. But if I move with love, If I move with compassion, I might not have the gift of healing. But if I see the need, my compassion rises. God can use me to allow love to flow through me in the gift of healing, that he can heal someone even when I don't have the gift of healing. I have love. Like, that's why love is better. That's why love is better, because love meets the need. Love just doesn't answer what part of the body. Oh, you know, because if you need someone to pick you up and you're not a hand, I come and I'm a foot. If I only function as a foot and I have no other connection, I can't help you because feet can't pick stuff up. I mean, I've seen some people with some toes that can pick stuff up, yo, but I need my hands for that. But if I'm walking in love, God allows me to operate in the need that's present. I'm almost done. Hallelujah. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And here's where I'm going to stop it at. Till we all come. I don't want you to get complacent. I don't want you to get stagnated. But I pray that the fervor of God begin to quicken and stir your spirit till we all come. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God until a mature man, it says perfect in the King James, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. If you want it, God's got it. If you see it, you can have it. Because we walk by faith, hallelujah, Brother Merrill, and not by sight. Got to do thank you. Bless you that you've given us of your spirit according to, my God, your divine power, according to your divine nature, according to your riches and glory, hallelujah, according to that power that you wrought in Christ when you raised him from the dead. God, and we thank you that we are partakers, hallelujah, of your divine nature. We thank you that you've made us heirs and joint heirs. God, we thank you that you saved us and have given us, my God, of your spirit, hallelujah. And we've received the end of our salvation. Thank you, hallelujah, hallelujah, that our names have been written in the book of life. Thank you. Hallelujah. Even as you call us to yourself, we pray for each and every listener, each and every one that will listen, that will view, that will call in, that will listen to the radio broadcast through the archive or whatever media that God is available to them. We pray, God, that the word that's going forth out of your mouth, we thank you because we rejoice that it will not return to you void, but it will accomplish, my God. Hallelujah. What you sent it out for, and it will prosper in that thing where you sent it. So I pray, God, for each and every man, every woman, each and every boy, each and every girl, each and every one that will hear this broadcast, God, that they would be pricked in their heart to desire more of you, a closer walk with you, a more passionate walk with you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you don't know Jesus tonight, I want to lead you in a prayer that you would confess your sin before the Lord, because the Bible says that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Hallelujah. And the Bible also says that if we believe in our heart that Christ was raised from the dead, my God, for with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, and I'm saying it backwards, and with the heart man believes unto righteousness. So as we believe the gospel, as we believe the story of Jesus, and as we accept him as our Savior, knowing that we needed a Savior because our lives had been deprived through sin, through the fall of man in the garden. I don't want to go into that because that's going to take us another half hour. But just that you must be born again. The Bible says you must be born again. So I'm going to say a prayer. And I'm going to ask that those that aren't saved, those that want to renew their vow, those that want a closer walk, whatever, because the altar is open. And the altar is not just for sinners to be saved, but the altar is where the blood is applied. So even if you are born again, you are a Christian, but you feel the need, you feel that this word tugged on your heart a little bit, and you just want to come clean with some stuff, you know how to pray. But I'm saying this prayer just as a practice for those who don't know Christ and those who just want a fresh wash from him. Say this: God, be merciful, a sinner. Forgive me of my sin and wash me in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Save my soul, I ask. In Jesus' name, Lord Jesus, by your Spirit, come into my heart and become Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Reverend Mac, I turned off the notification, turned off the do not disturb. So if you want to call, you can call in. We got about 15 minutes. But at this time, we're going to turn it over to our onboard pastor, and our engineer behind the scenes, Pastor Toy Daly, and she's going to come with some announcements and some remarks, and then we'll come back with final words and the benediction. God bless you.
Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, God. We just thank God and praise God for that word this evening coming from Reverend Aaron Williams on DTW Ministry, according to, I'm going to try to, all I can say is according to, I bless God for according to, and by faith we bless and praise God for that soul out there who we believe gave their life to Christ this evening. Wherever you may have been listening around the world, we thank and praise God for you. We encourage you to find the Bible believing teaching preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of the world. Until then, bless God. That is why he has Purpose Kingdom Network here just for you. Please join us tomorrow evening for another broadcast of Purpose Kingdom Network. We will be broadcasting at 9 p.m. with The Dwelling Place and the host, Minister Dominique Cutson. Again, that is The Dwelling Place and the host, Minister Dominique Cutson, at 9 p.m. right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. We invite you to follow us via any of our social media pages. We're on Facebook as well as on LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We're on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. You can also follow us via our webpage, which is www.pknradio.com. Again, that's www.pknradio.com, where we are blessed that we are allowed to play gospel music 24 hours a day. You can reach out to each of the individual hosts, and you can allow us to know how we can continue to be a blessing to you. If you would like to call in to speak with Reverend Aaron this evening, please feel free to call in to 319-527-6091. Again, that number is 319-527-6091, and press the number 1. As soon as you do, we will be notified on our switchboard and we'll bring you in immediately. Reverend Aaron, wonderful, blessed word this evening, and the ministry is back in your hands.
Amen, amen, amen. As God fills us, because we're not looking. I got Reverend Matt calling my phone. No, you got to call the switchboard, where you got to call the switchboard. 319-527-6091, and they'll put you in, so I won't be disconnected from the radio broadcast. But we're not just looking to where we fit. God doesn't just want you to get in where you fit in. We know that's a saying. I like it. I like it too. I say it a lot. But God wants you to get in where you feel. He wants you to be a part of the part what you're feeling. My God, it's a song, saturate us. I want God to saturate us. that the fragrance of his presence would be made known amongst the heathen. I'm beside myself. You got to pray for me. I'm beside myself because I can remember a time where I did not desire the things of God. I can remember a time where I desired to do the will of God and found no strength, no fortitude, no character of my own, no will to do it. It was a want to, but the desires that I had as a man, being selfish, was greater. My aunt told me, as long as you love things more than you love God, you're going to struggle. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. We're unstable when we're double-minded because which mind will you obey? The devil doesn't mind. The devil doesn't mind if you don't listen to him. Just don't listen to God. The devil doesn't mind if you don't practice witchcraft and Satanism. He doesn't mind. But just don't obey the word. Do your own thing. Because in doing your own thing, it's still not God. And that's all he wants. So we come in this flesh. It's an uneven balance when we walk in the flesh. You know, there's not many, and I don't really see any in Philadelphia anymore, maybe up on Frankfort Avenue. It's a pawn shop. And when you go to pawn shop, it was always a half a circle, and it had a dot on a circle on the bottom, circle at the top, circle at the bottom. And I was like, I never knew what that was, because it was on every pawn shop. I'm like, what is that? And one of the old guys, he said, 2-1. 2-1, yeah, it's 2-1. That what you put in pawn, you'll never get out. The odds are stacked against you that you won't get it out. And when you walk in the flesh, the odds to win this race are stacked against you because there's only one way. There's only one focus. There's only one Savior. There's only one word. But then there's the will of your flesh, and then there's the will of the devil stacked against you. It's 2-1. When you try to live this thing, this life, this Christian life in victory according to your own flesh and not according to my God, and not according to his grace, not according to his riches, not according to his ability, not according to what he's done for you. My God, hallelujah. But he's given us the ability according to his ability. Christ in you is the hope of glory, my God, till we all come. I'm going to read this one more scripture, and then I'll be out of your way, my God. I think I've already touched on, yeah, I did, but we all, 2 Corinthians 3:18, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of God. God, I do thank you for, again, for every man, every woman that's listened to, that will listen to this broadcast in the name of Jesus, that they would get it, that truth would click in their spirit. Yes, God. That the desires of their heart to serve you would come to fruition in the name of Jesus, according to the grace and the measure of the gift of Christ in them. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. If you're ever in the Philadelphia area, we'd love to have you at the Deliverance Evangelistic Church under the auspices of our pastor, the Reverend Glenn Spalding, in North Philadelphia. That is 2001 West Lehigh Avenue. If you're not in that area, you're not in Philadelphia area, you know, but you're finding a church, find yourself a church. Find yourself a church, Bible preaching, Bible teaching, you know, Bible living church that will teach you the word of God. You know, those that are looking to go to Bible school, we have a full Bible school, Bible Institute, Bible College at the Deliverance Evangelistic Church on campus. It's on the church grounds, you know, in our building. So if you're available and you're ever in the Philadelphia area, again, the Deliverance Evangelistic Church, 2001 West Lehigh Avenue, under the leadership of our pastor, senior pastor, the Reverend Glenn Spaulding. You know, we love to have you, love to see you. You know, and then those that can't, you can't make it out, you still may be in, you still may be ill, you know, might be able to not get around. We invite you to come and listen to our Purpose Kingdom broadcast every night. Like Pastor Toy said, tomorrow is going to be, I forgot the girl's name that quick. Brother Rob's daughter. I forgot her name. What's her name, Pastor? Hudson. Sister Hudson.
Dominique Hudson.
Tomorrow night at 9?
Yes, tomorrow evening at 9 p.m.
Dominique Hudson. I don't know if she has a Facebook page. She goes face the number to dial in for that number. It's 319-527-6091. And they have a broadcast on Purpose Kingdom Network on that dial-in number nightly. Your times may change, but if you tune in, you'll begin to get the schedule and when they come on and when the different ministers are there. So we thank God for you. We pray the blessings of God over your life, that you will continue to seek the face of God till he rain righteousness upon you. Amen. We bless you in Jesus' name. Have a great night.
Jesus lives.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose.
Set me free, I will not lose.
Never want to see me down, I will not lose.